Blog Talk Radio.
Way on down to Southern Alabama with the guitar jam, and that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon. Even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road. It's a brother and a sister kind of thing. Raise up your hands if you all wanna hang with me and my gang. We live to ride, we ride to live. I'm me and my gang. Jump on that train, grab hold of them reins. We're gonna rock this thing, cop this thing. Me and my gang.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As usual, I have my co-host Emily with me. What's up, Em?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, the usual.
You ready to chat a little GH?
Yes, always.
All right, let's get to it.
Okay,
what do you have for us this week?
All right, guys. So I'm going to start with, like, news and, like, that behind-the-scenes news, I guess. And then I'm going to recap the week for you. I'm going to do all that without stopping. And then we're going to start talking about it because we have a lot to cover. Okay, so behind the scenes, we have an actress named Anna De La Cruz. She was cast as the ADA, the Assistant District Attorney. We don't know for how long. There's a casting call out for Hispanic woman, 25 to 30, and it's not a recast of Sabrina. Everybody has made that clear. An actor named Bradford Tatum was cast as a character named Harry. That could be a code name, not an actual name. We don't know yet. Smelly and Ellie have been taping, and they should be showing up around May for, I guess, a custody hearing in Lassie. And the nurse's ball is being filmed, and I'm not sure if they're done filming it yet, but I know that they're in the process of getting the nurse's ball ready. And then there's two big rumors that are floating around that I wanted to, like, tell you guys so I could hear what you guys think. Stefan is being held at the Swiss clinic with, like, everybody else because that's where they hold people. And another rumor is that Sonny and Abel will get married once he figures out that she killed Connie so that they can avoid testifying against each other. And this has been floating around for quite some time, so I'm interested to see how that goes. Okay, this week, whew, that was a lot already. Monday, Madeline tells Nathan that he's Obrecht's son and Britt's brother. Liz decided to go home with Nick, big shocker there. And Nick told Britt about how Liz was coming home with him. And Obrecht met up with Lulu and Jonte and told them that she had their third embryo. Tuesday, Sunny saw AJ's ghost. The gun dealer, who we're welcoming to our show Tuesday night, by the way, identified Carlos. Ned returns, and he told Luke that if he wanted to marry Tracy, he had to sign a prenup. And Jordan went to work with Ava and Julian. Wednesday, Olivia and Sunny got into an argument. Sonny was actually arguing with AJ's ghost, but whatever. Patrick and Sabrina found out that they're having a boy. Jordan proved to Julian that she wasn't wearing a wire by, you know, taking her top off. How else? Anna and Jonte questioned Carlos. Thursday, Sonny said he feels like only Ava can help him in this situation, and we all know that they're, like, foreshadowing a hookup. Nick and Spencer get into an argument over Elizabeth and Cameron, and Elizabeth and Cameron move in. And Lulu questions Britt about the embryo and, you know, everything else. Today, Luke went to Kiki's apartment after everyone had left, and he was, like, you know, grabbing at her and stuff, and then she need him in, you know, where. And he left.
Yeah.
And Morgan went over to, like, save her. Mm-hmm. Ava threatened Carlos. He said if he told about her murdering Connie, she would hurt Sabrina and Sabrina's baby. Luke told Ned that he would kill him, of course, like everybody makes empty threats in Fort Charles. And Franco spray painted his entire hotel room in an attempt to get himself arrested so he could be in custody with Carlos and question Carlos and report back to Carly. And that's pretty much. Oh, and I just wanted to include the fact that I think it's hilarious that Elizabeth gets shot and she needs to recover, so she decides to move to an island. Anyways, that's all that happened this week. So where should we start?
When you mentioned that Spinelli and Ellie thing, I had not heard that. I am so glad that
I've been seeing it. I don't know where exactly it came from originally. I've been seeing it several places. I think I saw it in a soap mag when I was standing in line at the grocery store. I saw it online earlier in the Rumorville and in the spoilers. So if it's in the spoilers, it'll probably happen because they're normally spot on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll see how that plays out.
We'll wait and see. But I, for one, I'm glad they're back, if in fact they are back. Because,
yeah.
And I hope it's the same actors, to be honest with you.
Well, it'll be the same actors. It said that Bradford and Emily were taping or whatever. That's what I was told from somebody else. I don't know how the validity of this, obviously, because it's all rumor. But that would make sense because it's been, like, 6 months since the custody thing. And, you know, they said they'd retry the case
in six months. Yeah, right.
And, you know, at this point, there's no story for them because they're off they're off screen, off canvas.
Yeah.
So they need to just give her the baby back so that we can move on with that story.
I agree. We do have a caller if you want to take it real quick.
All right, cool. Bring him on.
All right. 917, you're on. A 917, hello?
Hello, are you there?
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, I was trying to listen because I couldn't get it on the phone.
Who's this?
Wait, hold on. I just wanted to call in and listen to the show and say hi.
Hi, who's this? Tammy?
Hi.
Yes, Tammy Grace.
I was pretty sure
Tammy,
it was
how are you?
To check.
Okay. I didn't want to take up your whole show, so I was just listening quietly.
Oh, okay.
What did you think of this week's GH?
Yeah.
Awesome. I noticed that Ron had tweeted something about, well, it's not boring, are you? And I was like, I typed in and jumped in, and I said, definitely not.
Yeah, it's definitely
been
not boring this week. Yeah, there wasn't, like, one day that I was, like, disinterested, but I think it was, like, yesterday. But I had, like, a million things going on, and it was in the background, so I can't really tell you what happened. Like, I got the recap off the internet. But there was only one day that I wasn't really interested, but all the other days were really good.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are checking it out.
Yeah.
And then today,
like, progressed.
And then today when she kicked Luke in the nuts.
That was weird.
That was hilarious.
Well, I was really worried for her because I'm like, he's way bigger than her. Like, he can hurt her for real. And I was really worried what was going to happen there, where that was going to go. Mm. And then she kind of, you know, took care of it. I was like, mm-hmm. Well, go Kiki. You're small but mighty.
When he ad-libbed, "You don't deserve my donuts," I thought he said, "You don't deserve my gonads."
I swear that's what he said. I rewound it. It's not a word. Oh, well. I rewound it, and that's what I could have sworn that was what he said. The first time, I went back, and it wasn't. But I was like, did he really just say that? Can they say that on television?
Yep.
And apparently, I mean, they can say everything now.
Maybe he didn't have time to edit it.
Yeah, I was like, did he really say that? But then he said donuts, and I was like, okay, sure he did, whatever.
Well, that sounded better considering he brought, in the next scene, he brought donuts over.
I know.
Yeah, back to Ned.
Which made sense.
I love him and Ned in scenes together. Like, I love Ned. I didn't realize I loved him, but I do. And I like his scenes with Luke because Ned is not taking anyone's crap, and he's going to give it to everyone straight, and that's what I like. There's, like, a character in Port Charles that will actually not take your crap, will actually, you know, tell you the truth.
and that's
See,
it.
Now,
that's
if you read in Soap Opera Digest, they just had a whole piece on him. He said that they didn't tell him to leave yet, but they didn't tell him he could stay. And we all know that he's filming scenes now. He's still there. And they're filming Nurse's Ball. So I guarantee we're going to see some Eddie Mayne.
That would be awesome. I would love to see him at the Nurse's Ball. You know, there's been a really positive feedback with his return, and everyone on Twitter is campaigning, like, keep Wally, keep Wally.
Please keep Wally.
I'm really confident that he'll stick around for a while because, you know, he adds something to the show for sure.
If we keep using the hashtag with GH, Ron sees it. I know that.
Oh, I know that Ron goes through the GH hashtag because he sees my tweets, and he doesn't follow me. So, see, we know that he goes through the hashtag because he replies to my tweets sometimes that I didn't send him. Like, when you think you're not being watched, you always are. If you hashtag GH, he's going to see it. Well, like, just when you think you're not being stalked and
somebody's
going to
see it, absolutely.
Yeah,
he surprised me one time when he replied.
Yeah, he surprised me the other day, and then I felt like an idiot because I had said, like, somebody said that they didn't think that, or somebody was like, I didn't know that alibi could be a verb, and I was like, it's not a verb. And then Ron explained to us and sent us a dictionary link on how it was, and then I was like, I apologize. I didn't realize that it was actually a verb. And I was like, oops, I apologize for that because you're correct. It is a verb. I just didn't know it was a word. Whatever.
Oh, man, what do you guys think of Nicholas? Not Nicholas.
Spencer.
What you call it? Nicholas's son.
Spencer.
I like him. I think he's adorable.
That kid is adorable.
He's so funny.
He's
hilarious. Like, I mean, if I talked to my parents like that when I was, like, his age, I would have been in trouble, but he's hilarious, so it's okay. I would have been in so much trouble for saying half the stuff he says, but it's okay. Because I know. Okay.
You got to totally tone him down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I like some of the stuff he says, but sometimes I'm like, why did that kid just say that? I would have been grounded for a month for that one.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been in big trouble for that one.
Some of that stuff I would knock my kid into next week.
That's what my mom says. Some of the stuff I'm like, where does this kid get this? And then I'm like, oh, somebody wrote it for him, but you know.
Right.
And you know him, when he argues with Nicholas about the staff, that is so funny. When he's always like, I fired another staff member, but they didn't listen to me. They're still here. He's like, it's because you have no authority over them.
Yeah, I was like, oh, excuse me, you need to set this kid straight here.
This kid does not get to fire the staff.
Honestly, all the GH kids, Emma, Spencer, Cameron, they're all brilliant little actors. I mean, they're just totally brilliant.
They are. The little girl that plays Emma is so adorable. Like, she's going to be around
mm-hmm.
forever.
Oh, I love Brooklyn.
She's
Brooklyn
so cute.
Is adorable.
She's going to be like mm-hmm. Kimberly. She's going to be around until she's, like, 35.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Yeah, hopefully
yeah.
she grows up like Mommy on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they'll recast that character either. I think that they'll keep all of the young characters right now. I don't think that they'll, like, age anyone.
Right.
Not yet. But I'm sure
yeah,
they'll
like,
be there.
I mean, I like I like Brooklyn. And I noticed that they're casting an 8-year-old blonde girl, so I don't know if that's for the role of Jocelyn, because I feel like every time they need Jocelyn, they recast her.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I don't know who it's for.
No, we
sure
all know
Josh.
It's Jocelyn.
Well, there was a casting call out for a young woman, and it was supposed to be Kaylee Cassidine, like Victor's illegitimate child or something, and she's the same age apparently as Jocelyn, so I was assuming that it could be her, because it says like 8 to 10-year-old girl, blonde, preferably blonde, could be brunette,
mm-hmm.
and Jocelyn's blonde, so I'm not sure where they're going to go with that. And they've cast Lucy's daughters, but we've yet to see them, so... They've cast
mm-hmm.
two blonde actresses to play both of Lucy's daughters. What are their names? Help me out. I don't know.
Christina
Serena,
and Serena.
Serena's the other one. Yeah, Serena's little Scott Dominique, so whatever. Anyway, they cast both of those girls, but we've yet to see them, so I'm not sure
right.
when we will. We'll
know.
Probably see the nurses of all time.
Well, technically, Scott's daughter
people.
Would be older now.
Well, these women are in their 20s that they've cast.
Yeah.
Right.
They're like they're around the same age. One of them is blonde, or I think they're both blonde. There was two casting calls out for blonde actress, like 25, beautiful, 20 to 25. You know, they were it was the same
yeah.
casting call, but it was out twice. And they said
mm-hmm.
that they've cast both roles, but we only know one actress according to GH Happenings. There's only like we only know the name of one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they maybe bring him if they bring back Serena. Maybe they'll bring back Karen.
Yeah, the original one. Everybody was hoping for that. Everybody was hoping that they'd bring back the original actress. And a lot of people are like, I'm curious as to who this woman is that they are casting, the Hispanic woman, because, like, there was a big stink over it because people thought they were recasting Sabrina, and we found out that's not true. I didn't ever think it was true because why would they do that?
I know.
But it says Mexican in the casting call, and it says, like, 25 to 30, I think. Or maybe
mm-hmm.
it says, like, 23 to 27, maybe. I don't know. And it
yeah, but
says
she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Teresa's not going to go anywhere. She's awesome.
No.
But it says Mexican, and it says, like, medicine or nurse. So I'm wondering, maybe it'll just be a new nurse at the hospital or somebody. I don't know.
So maybe a sister or a cousin or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it was family. I mean, I'm still holding
yeah.
out the hopeless hope that she's related to, like, Lily, and that Lily will come back from
oh,
that,
I am
but
too.
That's probably never going to happen.
That'd be amazing.
Holding out hope that that'll happen, but it probably never
mm-hmm.
will. But it's okay.
Oh, I know, but...
I got so excited when, like, Sonny was talking to Sean about Lily and Carlos and stuff, and then he went to,
uh-huh.
he was, like, talking about how he missed her, and he went to her grave and stuff. I was like, they're totally going to bring her back. They've been name-dropping forever, and then it didn't happen.
Oh, you know how many Lily fans are out there? Oh, my goodness.
I'm a huge
I
fan.
Love that
I
woman.
Like I do, too. Exactly. Isn't she amazing? Like, I'm such a fan of her, and I was a Sonny and Lily fan, and, like, that's rare. There are, like, no Sonny and Lily fans. Apparently, I'm, like, one of the only ones.
Hey,
but I didn't have
you
a
know,
problem
I had, with them. I had Lily Melgar on this show a few months ago, and she is one of the sweetest
awesome.
Ladies on the planet.
She called
Absolutely.
Us during my first show. She called us to say hi and stuff and talk to us. And then unfortunately
yep.
her call dropped, but we still got to talk to her, which was super awesome of her to call.
I'm
but yeah, I'm
to,
holding out hope forever that she'll come
I'm
back.
I'm hoping to have her back sometime. So
that would be amazing.
So you can talk to her more in depth then. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Tim,
while
you're on.
That was awesome, too.
Hey, Tammy, I want to know something since we aren't getting response when I ask this question. We have a caller on, like, we have you right now, so I'm going to ask you because you have to answer because you're on the air. Who would you like to see on the show? Because people don't tweet us when we ask this question, so we have a live person right now to tell us.
Absolutely.
Well, you just said you had Lily. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we're working on
next...
getting her again.
You already said you had Lily. So I would say... Eric Martzoff is, I'm still in love with him. That's my man.
He's your man. We all know who my man is. Pop quiz, who's my man? Nicholas Castaneda.
Nicholas Castaneda, absolutely.
Slash Tyler Christopher, who I asked to marry me a couple weeks ago on the show, and that's never going to, I'm never going to live it down. It's on air, yeah. I was like, hey, if you're listening out there, let's get married. And then.
And you did it again.
This has happened so often. Like, it's never going to go away because I feel the need to bring it up so often. But last night, during our 50th show, when we were thanking all of our guests and everyone, at the end of the show, I was like, oh, and thank you to Tyler Christopher for being just so attractive. Like, I'm never going to let this die, obviously.
He's shy, but he's a sweetheart.
What?
He's shy, but he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I want to meet him so bad.
Yes.
You met him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Between Eric Martzoff and Jason Thompson, it's a very tough choice.
Very tough choice. There's so many so punks that I love. I just can't even, well, Tyler's my number one just because. But Nicholas is making me mad this week, so, you know, whatever. In recent events, Nicholas has made me upset, so. But I still love him. And I love, who else? I like Greg Vaughn. I think he's hot, too, just for the record.
Oh, he's such a hottie. Cares.
I love him, too. Like, oh, this is a fun story. So the other day, my friend Nancy, you know, Cody, she called us last week.
Right.
She texted me, and we were talking about guests for the show. She's like, Greg Vaughn is about to become available. And I'm like, available as in his work situation or as in, like, I can marry him?
And she was like, well, I don't know about his...
Yeah, she's like, I don't know about his work situation, but I know that, you know, his wife and him have decided to separate. And I was like, well, I'm already married to Tyler, so I can't, you know, marry Greg, but whatever. But
that's
the fact
hilarious.
That that's the first question I ask people is, as in work situation or as in, like, I could marry them situation? The fact that I actually ask this question on a regular basis to people is kind of worrying me a little bit.
That's
whatever.
It's worrying me, too,
also,
to be honest
I
with you.
Also, I know about Ari got divorced also.
Ari Zucker, yeah, I heard about that. I didn't know who she was because I don't watch whatever soap they're on. What soap are they on? Days? I don't watch Days. But somebody told me that the actress that played Nicole was separating from her husband, and I was like, I don't know who that
is.
Yeah,
that's Ari.
I'm like, I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of Days, I'm just putting this out there right now. Jade Harlow, if you're out there listening, I'd love to have you on the show sometime, Jade.
Cody has, like, this... He's so infatuated with Jade Harlow. It's amazing. She's, like, his favorite. He loves her so much.
I was actually just talking to Jade today. I had a dream last night. See, this is why you don't fall asleep watching your soap operas. I had a dream last night that Brian Dottillo was... They were breaking up, him and Jade, in, like, real life. And she broke his heart, and I'm trying to get them to stay together, and she ran out of there. So, of course, I had to console him. It was a rough job, but somebody had to do it.
You know,
I had the weirdest
had a,
dream the other night where, go ahead, Cody, you can go first.
I had the opportunity to chat with Jade on another radio show. It was a friend of mine's radio show, and she's the sweetest woman on the face of the planet.
Everyone says this, and I don't really know her because I don't watch the soap that she's on, and I don't really, like, you know, I've never had the opportunity to talk to her, but hopefully when she's on the show, I'll get the opportunity.
But back to the dream thing,
I had the weirdest dream the other night because, you know, I like Britt and Nick together, and so I'm upset that they, like, screwed them over. And so I had this dream the other night that, like, I was, like, in the show, but, like, nobody could see me. I don't know what I was, but I was there. And Britt and Nick, he was like, just, I don't care what you did, you know, I still love you, I want to be with you and stuff. And he was like, get out of my house, Elizabeth. And him and Britt got engaged again, and then they got married. And then I woke up, and I was like, crap. he still hates Elizabeth. Whatever. Okay,
That's funny.
I have to say, this just reminded me, what is with all the tacky men on this show asking for their friggin' engagement rings back? Yesterday, or the day before, when Luke told Tracy that if she wanted him to sign a prenup, he was not going to marry her, he was like, give me my ring back. Nicholas did the same thing to Britt. Do they not understand that that's, like, just so rude and tacky? To be like, give me my ring back? Like, geez. She'll return it. She knows it's not hers, but to just stand there and be like, give me my ring, that's rude. It's so tacky. This happens so often, and I was like, what is it with these men? I was like, I don't even, whatever. They both have done that. I'm, like, keeping score of all the men in Port Charles that have asked for their engagement rings back now. I'm going to start keeping a tab. See,
am I, like, picking up your whole line? Because you have Perry Shen and Brian Gaska waiting, don't you?
No, that's on Soap Central right now.
Yeah.
We're not on Soap Central. We haven't made it that far yet. Wait, Cody, do you have other people? Do we have more callers?
No, you're the only one.
Okay,
so.
Well, then we're good. If we don't have anyone on the line, you can keep talking to us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You, don't worry. He'll chime in if somebody calls us, but that doesn't normally happen.
Yeah, I'll chime in with it. So.
But no,
I got my shows confused.
I do too. It's okay. I confuse all of them because I, like, watch. Because I listen to Soapbox with Lily and Martha because, you know, I love them. I also listen to Soap Central. And I listen to Our Heart. And I listen to Diva of Days, even though I don't watch Days. I know one of the hosts, so I kind of support them anyway. So I get them all confused, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I support most of my soap stars.
So earlier I was freezing cold, so I made a cup of hot tea, and now I am, like, burning up in this room. Because I drank that whole cup, and it's, like, boiling hot, and now I'm all hot.
Wow.
Anyway, back to the soap. Nobody cares.
Actually, you just
cooking.
Reminded me. Hang on. I got to take you in the kitchen with me. I've been boiling hard-boiled eggs this whole time.
You going to make Easter eggs?
I need to make Easter eggs.
I don't know if we're going to do that. My mother didn't buy dye, so I'm assuming not. But she just... Cause I don't care, because she's, like, on... She's on my good list right now because she just wrote me a note and, like, put it under my door and was like, love you, I'll be back soon, I'm going to KFC. And I'm like, you're the best mom ever. Going to get KFC.
No. For dinner, actually, I'm doing smoked salmon with grilled asparagus, some peppers, and a salad.
We're having, obviously, I didn't even know we were having that. I asked her what we were eating, and she was like, I don't know. And then 10 minutes later, it's like, I'm going to KFC, see ya. Okay, works for me.
Okay,
and then
whatever.
We're going to a movie later tonight. She was like, you guys want to go to a movie? I'm like, we can't go to the 7 o'clock one because we have to leave too early and I have to do a show. But, yes, I will go to the 9:30 movie with you. I was like, sorry. It is so hot. And that's weird because it's only like 50 outside. But I'm, like, so hot now.
Wow.
Whatever,
I'm
that's not
good.
The point of this show.
I did
show.
Pass over, and now I'm doing my Easter.
You had to do both holidays? See, I only do one. I only do Easter.
I got both sides of the family.
Oh, gotcha. Well, all my family's in another state, so we don't have to worry about them. So I just have my parents and my sister here. And then all my other family's in Alabama, pretty much. And my dad's family's on the East Coast. In Boston. So we don't have to worry about throwing family dinners or anything, which is nice because that's so stressful. The only time we have to do that is when they come to town during, like, the big holidays, like Christmas, New Year's, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to stress about that stuff, which is really nice. We've never had to because we never live near them. Okay, this should tell you how much went on this week because we're talking about other stuff that doesn't involve the show because we ran out of things to talk about that happened on the show.
Oops. Sorry,
okay,
you reminded me I had water boiling.
We've only got about 30 seconds left of the live stream, Tammy, so I think I'm going to let you go and get back to your cooking, okay?
Hold on, I'm going back in my room here. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't want to burn my eggs.
Right. I think I'm gonna let you go, Tammy, and let you get back to your cooking, and I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Had a good time. Thank you.
Bye. Anyways, let's see. Do we have anything else? I don't know if we have anything else to talk about. I mean, I could read you guys the Rumorville. That's always fun. Let's read Rumorville for a second.
Rumorville, yeah. Kids. Hey, I did want to talk about. Do you think this Luke thing will be the thing that pushes Morgan and Kiki back together?
I have no clue. Probably, but I like Morgan and Ava, and I also like Sunny and Olivia. I'm really mad that they're splitting up because we all know that they're going to break up. I waited so long for them to get together, and they finally did, and it's been a nice long year, and now they're going to probably break up, which sucks.
I put this on Twitter. I go, Sunny and Olivia are everything right now.
They are. They're so good, and they have. I mean, he's had a lot of pairings, and, like, I have a couple favorites, but they're up there. Like, I like him and Brenda. Everybody likes Sunny and Brenda because Sunny and Brenda have such good chemistry. But, like, when you get down to it, that's just not a good pairing. Like, when you get down to the facts of it, she's not a good mom wife, and she kind of isn't very loyal, and that's, like, a problem. Olivia is, like, would be the perfect little, like, mob wife because she's loyal and she won't talk about stuff that she's not supposed to. And Carly's good at it, too. I mean, he's had a lot of pairings.
Right.
Carly and Olivia are definitely my favorites.
You know, I may catch flack for this, but I love Sunny and Connie together.
And see, I never got into them. I don't know what it was. I just never got into that pairing. And
I did.
Really liked him and Olivia, and then Connie
both,
came back.
They were both dynamic, and they were both just, first of all, they grew up together, and so there's that, and they're just both, you know, so.
I liked them separately, but not as a pairing. Like, I liked her character, definitely, and I liked him. And, I mean, I liked Sunny, even though he's, you know, really flawed. But together, I just didn't like him that much. I don't know. I mean, I liked him and Olivia because I liked the whole high school sweetheart who had a son thing. I don't know. I thought it was cute. And I really liked that pairing. And I liked, obviously, who doesn't like Sunny and Carly? And everything
exactly.
Is Sunny and Brenda, and they suck me in, too. But at the end of the day, when you, like, do the math, that's not a very good pairing, and it's just never worked
out. Really work.
That's the problem. Okay, Rumorville, before we go on our downing tangent, because
I tell you
we're
going to
get into the depressing memories.
Well, would have been a hilarious couple, simply because of their hatred for each other. Brenda and Jason. Brenda and Jason.
Weren't Brenda and Jason a couple for a while? I don't know if they were or not, but I think they were. She was married to him,
I don't know
why she married him.
I think they were married to just keep one of the two out of jail or something.
Yeah, it was something like that, but I know that she married Jason.
But because of their pure hatred for each other, that would have been a fun couple.
I love how much Carly and Brenda hate each other. Like, that is a highlight of this show for me. It's just the Carly and Brenda
feud. That's hilarious.
And see, a lot of people don't understand why Carly's my favorite. Carly's my favorite because if you screw with her, she's going to throw down and she's going to win.
Yeah.
And you're going to, like, wish you never screwed with Carly. Like, she's not going to take anybody's crap, and she defends her family and her kids first, and that's important. And the people who don't like her with Franco because he had it arranged for Michael's attack in prison and all this. Okay, guys, I get it, but, like, move on. Move on. The characters got over it, so you guys should get over it, too.
You know, and I've always loved Roger Howarth. When he was on One Life, I've always loved Roger Howarth. So
today he was so funny when they were fighting and he was trying to, like, you know, like, make her stop and, like, trying to kiss her and stuff.
That
and
was funny.
Like, and she's like, stop it, I'm not done yet. And then she came back and he had graffitied the whole room. I was like, this is golden. And they have such good chemistry.
Said, I think,
like,
his line was, hold on, I think his line was something like, yeah, it's a funeral, Carly. It is.
It's kind of
over.
It's over.
It is kind of over. It's a funeral,
like,
Carly.
Let's
it is kind of over.
Forget it. then he was like, let's forget it. And so he was trying to, like, yeah, and then he was trying to kiss her and stuff, and she's like, stop it, I'm not done ranting yet, or whatever she said. And
right,
then
something like
they
that.
Started
not...
fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
even
was
when they're
pretty
fighting,
hilarious.
I love them.
Right.
And see, I loved Todd and Carly, but I feel like they were a really good pairing, and but they were doomed to fail, like they did. And then he came
right.
back to Franco, and we had to wait mm-hmm. so long for them to get together. It was like
mm-hmm.
they had even more chemistry because we had to wait so long for them to finally get together, and everybody that was rooting
mm-hmm.
for them, it was like,
mm-hmm.
thank God it finally happened.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've said this
anyway.
In the past, but I'm a big Brian Craig fan. At the start, I was kind of, but Brian Craig is pretty awesome.
He is, but he needs a haircut. Bless his heart. Like, his hair is developing into a mullet. Like, Brian, we love you. We love your character. Get a haircut, son. He is developing into a mullet. He is growing a freaking mullet. And then today I tweeted that he was channeling Billy Ray Cyrus, which was kind of probably not nice, but it was funny. But,
well, anyway.
Brian, we love you. You need a haircut, son. And I don't like the whole scruffy face thing. He reminds me of that dude from Twilight, Teen Wolf, whatever his name was. He just
mm-hmm.
reminds me of that guy, like the scruffy dude. And I'm like, come on, you have such a pretty face. Just shave it.
But,
okay, so I'm reading Rumor Mill. I'm, like, scanning over it to, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
filter the good stuff out. Okay, so
right.
it says that Ned talks to Luke and his suspicions about Luke with Alexis, and then Alexis starts to put the pieces together about Luke and Julian.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, like, Scotty and Bobby begin to date, which we all know is kind of inevitable. And then
yeah.
Lucy is upset over this. Lucy's daughters apparently put them together, I guess. This is what's going to
mm-hmm.
go on. This is the rumor. And then
mm-hmm.
Lucy's upset over this. And then it says, like, Jenny Eckert,
mm-hmm.
Ned reaches out to her to find out if Bill's actually dead. And
right.
Paul Hornsby, wow, this is, like, from the vault. Man, these people have, I thought they died 30
70s,
years ago.
70s, 80s. I know.
Yeah, this
seriously.
Is 80s stuff. Because, let's see,
80s.
Little came on the show. Let's see. I got to think. I think Laura, she came on, like, 1976. And then he came on in 1978 or 79.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Luke and Laura went on the run in, like, 80,
81 or something, yeah.
Yeah, they went on the run in early 1980, or summer 1981, and then they got married in the fall of 1981. So, like,
mm-hmm.
this is old stuff, because these are all people that they
yeah.
met along the way. And then through the 80s, you know, they were on again, off again. And then
mm-hmm.
when they came back in the 90s, they had their adventures. Like, these are people that are, like, 20, 30 years back history. You
got
to be
yeah.
a history buff to understand this story.
Absolutely.
It says, Paul, oh, remember Jenny, okay, the Eckers came into play when Luke was on the show and Laura wasn't, and they needed
mm-hmm.
a story for him because they had no Luke and Laura story because they didn't have
right.
Laura on. So they brought Bill in, and that's how that happened. So this is like
mm-hmm.
the 80s, not late 80s, early 90s. It says
yeah.
Ned reaches out to Jenny, and Paul Hornsby, who is that? That's so old, returns with Ned.
I'll have to look that one up.
He did not return with Ned. Oh, I can Google it right now. I'm so talented, I can do three things at once. Let's see. Paul.
Well, look at you.
I don't know who he is now. Well, this is way before my time. The fact that I even have heard these names is amazing. Paul Hornsby.
Well.
Oh, well, he's an actual celebrity, so I guess I should Google GH is Paul Hornsby, because Paul Hornsby is a real person. That awkward moment
wow.
when you're trying to stalk a character and a real person comes up. There's a
yeah.
website called General Hospital Family Trees. It's the best thing ever.
Sweet. I'll have to check
okay.
it out.
And it shows you, like, everybody's parents and stuff. Okay, Paul Horns, oh, he's cute. That helps. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Oh, it just tells me who he's related to. So
yeah.
it said, oh, I know. Wait, whoa. It's that guy? Wait a minute. Is that the, I think he's the guy. I'm not sure because before my time. I think he's the guy who, when Luke and Laura went on the run in 1981, he's that dude who was, like, in their way, and he, like, took Laura as a hostage and all that stuff. I think that's him. He looks like the same guy, but I thought that name's guy was, like, Hutch, but that could have been the nickname.
Is it Prince
but
Smith?
He's been married to Tracy Quartermain.
Mm.
And, oh, he's Dylan's father. Duh.
Oh.
And he has a son with Jenny Eckert, so he may be that dude from the 80s. I don't know. He's old. He's been around since the 80s. Let's see. This
we'll
character
see.
Was married. He married Tracy in 1992. So he's an older character. He
right.
came in 1991. Never mind, he's not the dude from the 80s. They just look alike. Well, he might be the same dude. I don't know. He may be the same actor,
know.
Not the same character. And he's got
right.
three kids, and that's all it says about him. Like, he has no information on this soap opera website. That is awesome when they don't put information on there. Back to the rumors. Okay. Maxie, Nathan says that Maxie reminds him of Nina. Okay, I swear if they make her, like, Nina instead of Frisco and Felicia's child, I will, like, throw a I will throw a table. I will flip a table over. She's Frisco and Felicia's child, okay? Anyway.
Leave it alone.
If they screw that history
up,
like, we saw the episode where Maxie was conceived and where she was born. She's Frisco and Felicia's. Just saying.
Right.
Okay, it says Sunny learns that Ava killed Connie and framed AJ. Since Ava knows Sunny killed AJ, they wed to ensure neither can testify against the other. Surprisingly, they developed real feelings. That's not surprising. That happened with Robert and Holly.
That's not surprising at all.
They got married. Surprising. Robert and Holly got married to keep her in the country.
That happens with...
And then...
That happens with every female that's in Sunny's orbit.
Yeah, exactly. If he, like, gets too close, he'll get her pregnant. He doesn't even have to...
If he even looks at you weird...
Yeah, exactly.
You get pregnant.
If Sunny sneezes near you, you're screwed because you're going to have a baby now. Anyway.
Yep, absolutely.
I forgot what I was going to say. Darn it. What was I going to say? I don't remember. Oh, that's the same thing that happened with Robert and Holly. Holly was going to be deported, and Robert was like, marry me so you don't have to leave, because she was Luke's girlfriend. And then she married him or whatever, and then Luke supposedly died, which he didn't really die. He came back. And then they actually, like, fell in love and stuff, and then they were actually married for real. That was a cute story. And then it says in here as a question, it says, has Stefan been kept at that Swiss clinic? Well, good news is when Stefan comes back, Laura has to come back. That's what I've been seeing everywhere. So that would be really helpful.
Yeah.
If he could come back and bring Laura with him.
Right.
And then it says, is it possible that Nina's baby is alive? Is it the same bad boy? Because, you know, they've been casting for, like, a bad boy character. Who could be that dude that they cast, Bradford Tatum? Anyway. So could this be the same boy that Kaylee Cassadine, I don't know if they've cast her yet, brings to Port Charles? It's possible. Wait a minute. The casting out for the Hispanic woman could be for the Cassadine, and it could be, like, to throw us off. Or could she be that age? It could be for her. I don't know how old she was. Well, if she called a boy to come to town, she's not 8, obviously, so that casts it up for us. But if the if the casting call for the Hispanic woman is for her, well, that would make sense because the Cassadines, they look Hispanic because they're dark skin and they're
dark skin and dark eyes.
You know,
that's true.
Yeah, they're Greek Mediterranean. Well, Tyler's Native American Indian, and Victor. Well, Victor's I don't know what is Tao Australian and Greek. It's plausible.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyway, we only have 1 minute left, so I guess we should shut up now.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm gonna wrap up here a second. I'll be talking to you later, as always. Okay.
All right. Cool. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this edition of our GH recap. You've been listening to. What is it, Murph? Thank you, and goodbye.